Ever drive past like a huge construction site, one of those new skyscrapers downtown? You just see tons of workers, all different jobs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ever wonder, like, how did they all end up here? It's got to be more than just, hey, you hiring.
Right. It's a system for sure.
Yeah, it's like this perfectly cast movie. You know, you got your electricians, plumbers, the steel workers, all with these specialized skills, all showing up at the right time, perfectly in sync.
It's true.
But unlike Hollywood, there's no big shot director calling the shots, right? It's a whole system, and at the heart of it,
Worker placement agencies.
exactly, construction worker placement agencies. They're like the behind the scenes heroes of these massive
Clearly
projects.
are.
So in this deep dive, we're going behind the blueprint, you could
I
say,
like that.
to explore how these agencies operate. It's a fascinating world, connecting construction workers with the projects that need their specific skills. And, you know, sometimes it gets complicated.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more to it than people realize.
And that's why you're here, our expert, ready to break it all down.
Happy to be here.
So let's start with, well, the start, I guess. How do these agencies even find workers, especially in such a specialized field, right? It's not like just scrolling through Indeed or something.
Well, they might use those online platforms, sure, but it's much more than that. Agencies, especially the good ones, they've got these extensive databases of workers built up over years, sometimes decades.
Wow, so it's all about the connections.
It really is.
Yeah.
And word of mouth, huge in construction.
Oh, I bet. Reputation is everything, right?
Everything. A worker's got a proven track record, reliability, quality work. They're gold. And the agencies, they know this. They work hard to maintain a roster of that top-tier talent.
Makes sense. So it's like constant talent scouting, but instead of athletes, it's folks who can like operate a crane or install those crazy HVAC systems.
Exactly. And just like scouting, they're doing thorough interviews, skills assessments. Got to know those certifications, what specific projects you've worked on, even if you're scared of heights.
Great, because a general contractor building, I don't know, a high-rise downtown has very different needs than someone building like a housing development.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of agencies specialize. Some focus on commercial, some residential. You've got heavy civil infrastructure, all that. It's about knowing the ins and outs of each sector.
Okay, so say I'm a worker. I've gone through this whole agency vetting process. My info's in their system. What's next? How does the actual job placement work?
Well, here's where things get really interesting. Construction projects, they're constantly in flux. Could be fully staffed one week, then boom, need five more electricians the next. Delays, changes to the blueprints, you name it.
So it's kind of like a juggling act for these agencies.
Big time. Constantly getting these job orders from contractors, developers, and these aren't just like, we need someone. They lay it all out.
Yeah.
The skills needed, how long the project's going to last, where it is, even down to the pay rate, overtime possibilities, all that.
Okay, so they're matching up skills to projects. Like, you're good at this, they need this. But what happens when it's not a match? What if a worker's skills don't quite fit what's out there?
That happens, and that's where a really good agency sets itself apart.
Really?
They might say, hey, you need a bit more training to qualify for those higher paying jobs.
So it's not just about placing people, it's about investing in them too.
That's the key. Some even offer their own training programs focusing on the skills that are super in demand. Like they might partner with a local community college to offer a quick welding certification course.
That's smart.
Right. Especially for something like, say, pipeline projects, where those certifications are a must.
Win-win. Worker gets valuable skills, makes more money. Agency has a more competitive workforce to offer.
Exactly. Ties back to that reputation thing. An agency is known for investing in their workers. They're going to attract better talent and, in turn, more clients.
It's like this whole ecosystem. But let's be real for a sec. Construction's not always smooth sailing, is it? Projects get delayed, disagreements happen, and safety. Well, that's a whole other thing. Back again, diving right back into the world of construction worker placement. Before the break, we were talking about that, like, perfect scenario, finding the right project for the right person. But let's be honest,
It's not always that straightforward.
things happen. So let's talk about those moments where it's not so ideal. One that comes to mind, payment disputes. Ugh.
Happens more often than you'd think.
Right. Maybe a worker feels like they got shorted on overtime pay, or there's confusion about like the hourly rate they were promised.
And that's where the agency, they really step up. They become a kind of mediator, making sure everything's above board, wages, compliance, all that.
Yeah. Because nobody wants to have to chase down a paycheck, right?
Yeah.
Especially not after like breaking your back on some job site.
Exactly. Good agencies, they're on top of it. meticulous record keeping, tracking hours, making sure it all lines up with those initial agreements. And importantly, they know those labor laws, like the back of their hand, state, federal, the whole nine yards.
So it's not just protecting the worker, it's protecting the contractor too, right? Making sure they're not accidentally running afoul of like the Davis-Bacon Act.
That's a great example. Prevailing wage rates on those federally funded projects, that's serious stuff.
Right. Can't mess around with that. And speaking of things you don't want to mess around with, dot safety on the job site.
Absolutely.
This isn't an office, right? Construction has inherent risks. So where does the agency fit in when it comes to, you know, making sure people are safe?
It all comes back to that mediator role. Ideally, the agency's built a solid relationship with both sides, the worker and the contractor. It's about trust. So if a worker says, hey, this equipment's faulty, or I don't have the right safety gear, or even something like the fall protection here is totally inadequate.
Which, if you're 20 stories up, that's not just a concern. That's
life or death.
Exactly.
That worker needs to feel comfortable going to the agency, knowing they'll be taken seriously. And the agency, they need to take that concern to the contractor. Not pointing fingers, but as a partner, right? Everyone wants everyone to go home safe.
So it's more than just, did you check the box on the safety checklist? It's about fostering a culture of safety.
100%. Now, in the real world, not every concern is going to grind everything to a halt. But the agency should have procedures. Maybe it's a site visit to see what's what. Maybe it's a conversation with the contractor, just reinforcing those OSHA regulations.
Right, got to strike that balance. Protecting workers, but not shutting down the whole project unnecessarily.
Exactly. And that's the thing about these agencies. They're dealing with a lot. It's not just placing people. It's understanding the legal side, the safety protocols, and like we said, being that bridge between the workers and the contractors.
Diplomats and hard hats, I like it.
That's it. Bridging those gaps, making sure things get built while looking out for the people doing the building.
And speaking of bridging gaps, construction is always changing, right? New tech, those building codes are constantly evolving, and workers, they want to learn and grow. So how are agencies adapting to this constantly shifting world? You know, it just hit me. We talk a lot about the projects, the deadlines, all that. But what about the folks actually doing the building, their careers, their goals, all that?
It's changing, that's for sure. Agencies are realizing it's not just about finding a worker a job. It's about, like you said, their whole career path.
Right. Gone are the days of this is the job you got, that's it.
Exactly. People want to move up, learn new stuff. Maybe they've been doing residential, but they're like, man, I want to work on a bridge. With the right training, why not?
Totally. So the agencies, they're almost like career counselors now.
In a way, yeah. They're seeing these trends, the demand for certain skills, and they're guiding their workers. Like, say you're a good laborer, good with your hands, but you've always been eyeing those huge cranes.
Who hasn't? I'm always like, how do I get to operate that thing?
Exactly. Well, agencies are getting smart. They'll look at your work history, see there's a huge need for crane operators, and suggest you get certified.
Wow, so they're actually helping make it happen.
Yep. Some even partner with unions, get those apprenticeship programs going, plumbing, electrical, you name it.
That's huge. A lot of folks might not even know those programs exist or how to get into them.
Exactly. And everybody wins. Worker gets those specialized skills, earns a better living. Mm. Agency's got a more sought-after talent pool, and the whole industry benefits from having more skilled people.
It's a win-win-win. Now, we got to talk about the elephant on the job site, right? Construction's not always local. These big projects, infrastructure, disaster relief, all that requires people to be willing to move.
Ah, the age-old question, right? Are you willing to relocate?
It's a big ask. Leaving your family, your whole life, there's got to be a lot of trust there.
100%. And the agencies, they get it. It's not just about, here's a plane ticket, see you there.
So what are they doing differently?
Transparency is key. Laying everything out up front. Yeah. Travel reimbursement, sure, but also things like per diem rates for food, maybe even help with temporary housing. Some are even negotiating this stuff right into the worker's contract.
So it's like, you're needed in Louisiana for 6 months. Here's exactly what you'll get.
Exactly. No surprises. Right. Makes a huge difference.
Right, because a happy worker is a productive worker.
That's the idea. It's in everyone's best interest.
It sounds like these agencies, they're wearing a lot of hats these days. It's not just connecting the dots. It's about building up the workforce and navigating all these changes happening in the industry.
Absolutely. And as things like green building become more and more the norm, those specialized skills, even more important. Agencies, they're right there on the front lines, making sure the workers are ready.
Really makes you think, right? Next time you see a building going up, it's not just concrete and steel. There's this whole network behind it.
A lot of moving parts. A lot of people working hard to make it all happen.
That it is. And a huge thanks to our expert for giving us such an insightful look into this often overlooked part of the construction world.
My pleasure.
And to you, our listeners, next time you drive past one of those construction sites, take a second to think about those workers up there, each one with their own skills, their own stories. It's a fascinating world, and we're glad you joined us for this deep dive.